You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hi, angels. Oh, my gosh. Wow. First of all, happy Wednesday. I really have such a special episode today for you guys. This is a huge surprise, okay? I am here, first of all, in Jersey with my best friend, you guys know, Haley. And before we actually introduce her, yes, she is actually sitting next to me as we speak. Yeah, it's been crazy that we have been teasing at doing a podcast episode and things like that together. As you guys know, we don't live near each other. But first of all, Hale, say hi.
Hi, guys.
She is here. I know. I'm so excited. This has been a long time coming. And it's, oh my gosh, finally we get to sit here and talk like how we normally have conversations. Yeah. Hale was a little concerned, like, oh my God, like we kind of have to maybe write some notes about some things. I'm like, no, just trust me, follow my lead. Our conversations are totally podcast worthy. And so today, as you guys can see from the topic, we are going to be talking about lying and assumption as it pertains to dating. And honestly, whatever else comes into our head.
Absolutely.
So Hale, you are officially turning 25 on Thursday, which is tomorrow.
No, the next day.
No, it's not. See, okay, today is Wednesday.
Oh, today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. So, okay, guys, yes, we are recording this early, but I speak ahead of time.
Okay.
So, technically,
my birthday's tomorrow.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
Well, technically,
exactly.
It is because it is midnight. So.
Exactly, as we are recording this. So, yeah, she's turning 25. Her frontal lobe will fully be developed at this point.
I've been waiting for this. title for myself since we met, because Aisha told me, she's like, listen, you are like one of my youngest friends, Hale.
Yeah.
And your frontal lobe is just not developed. And she said, when you turn 25, it will be. So here we are.
Here we are.
4 years later since
it
we've met.
It is crazy. I now have, Haley is now turning the age that I met her at.
Yeah. I can't believe
insane.
That. Yeah.
Very insane to me. So time
you
really
were 24 when we met, actually.
That is crazy.
And then you turned 25 before we officially met.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was 24 turning 25. So, yeah, now she is literally 24 turning 25.
Yeah.
So, wow. Tried and true. So, okay, Hale and I were sitting in her living room and we were talking about
guys that we've dated.
Exactly. So, you guys know I made that story time about the 52-year-old that I dated who was a pathological liar and how he was lying about his birthday, things like that. And what's really interesting that stuck out to Hale and I was this guy was the guy that I was that I dated. I don't remember what I named him. I almost said his real name. Oh my God. Jesus.
Well, yeah, I guess we're just not going to say names today at all.
No, we're not going to say names.
It'll be hard, yeah.
Exactly. But I will say this. What I find very interesting is that another TikToker, she's famous, literally was seeing the same guy.
Yeah, we know it was him.
We know for a fact that it was him. And all I'm thinking is the reason why she's not posting this guy anymore, any stories, is because, well, he's done with her. And I was honestly kind of tuning in because I'm thinking, okay, he's definitely going to make his way out if this person did exactly what it is that he wanted to do. I'm not going to go into detail because it doesn't matter. But let's just talk about lying and assumption, right? A lot of the times people, there's a difference, right, between lying and assuming things.
Mm-hmm.
This guy lied to me. He said, Aisha, I want to be in a serious relationship. And I understand you don't have to want to be in a serious relationship with me. But for you to go out of your way and say that, the way that you're moving as a man who's looking for something serious does not show that at all.
At all.
So what do you think, Hale, is an example of assumption?
Well, I have a pretty good example in the sense that I know somebody personally who is talking to someone for 2 years. Mm. And it was what I would call a situationship. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it was intimacy only, no actual dating. And I think she was assuming he was her boyfriend. But there was no line even discussed of that even happening. So I said to her, like, oh, so like he was your boyfriend, like, so did you guys do boyfriend and girlfriend things? Like, did he call you in the morning, give you good morning texts? Did you guys go out? Did you experience like the actual act of dating? And she said, no, literally he came over like 3 times a week, we hooked up and he went home. I said, that's not a boyfriend. And if you guys didn't even define the lines and have a conversation, you're assuming that he's something that he's not.
Exactly.
And there's a difference between a guy looking you in your face, which me and Aisha have both experienced, where a guy will look us in our face and say, oh, I really want to be with you, or I really want a relationship, or I think I'm falling in love with you, or any of those, you know, ridiculous lines that guys will say, which I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I've been living on this earth now almost 25 years. I've never experienced a lying person to this degree until recently, where a guy said something and a lot of things to me that were completely untrue and he never spoke to me again. And it was very serious, real, emotional things that he shared with me. That is the difference between lying and assumption. Like, she assumed he was her boyfriend because she had those feelings. But I tried to explain to her, no, babe, like, he never spoke to you in that way, never treated you like a girlfriend, and you're just assuming that he's yours, but he's not.
Exactly.
Where I actually really did experience a man telling me, you're the one, I really want to make things work with you, I want to see where things go, and a lot of really real things that, like, a guy who likes you a lot would say to you, and he didn't mean, at least for me, I don't feel like he meant it.
Like, this is the world that we are in right now, which is so scary. I hate even discussing things like this sometimes because it feels like, okay, well then what's the solution? Because you're just talking about the problems. Well, I don't really have one for you right now. I really don't have all the answers. And I know exactly what Hale is referring to and what she experienced. This guy was saying very emotionally intimate things to her. Key word, emotionally intimate things to her. For what?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
Why would you even bother saying those things? And that's where it gets very confusing. But at the end of the day, like she said, it's different when you're assuming someone's... And this is where a lot of us get the lines blurred, is we like to assume, that's my man because he's saying this, he's doing this. Guys are not thinking those things that you were thinking. And until a discussion is had where he's saying, this is what I want. If a guy really doesn't want you on the market anymore, he's going to make sure. It's so true. If he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to, he would. It is very, very true. And we've seen that happen time and time again. We all know anytime a guy, there are guys that have maybe... We didn't like them and we just rejected them over and over again. And they still come around. They still come around. They still come back. Why? It's because, honestly, in my personal opinion, I think men are built for rejection. I really, really do.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're good at it. They're good at, I mean, they're used to it more than we are, for sure. Yeah. We don't really get rejected. I mean, exactly. As women, I don't care how you look or whatever. For the most part, you're somebody's type. And for the most part, you're going to get what you want, especially if you're going after something that's very surface.
Yeah.
Like, you know, intimacy and things like that. But yeah, guys get rejected all the time. And they're okay. I think they're okay. I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask. But I feel like they're built for it. They're okay with it. Because they'll just keep going. I've rejected a lot of guys that came back.
Yeah.
For sure. So.
Exactly. And another thing is they always come back around just to see if your brain is still working. And it's your job to be like, to show them, yes, it, in fact, it still is. And you know what? Actually, while we are on the topic of discussion, I mean, the topic of assumption, I feel like a lot of the times people are always assuming things that they have no experience in. I just find that to be very, very funny.
Like, for example, somebody, like, making a video about, like, friendships and things like that and, like, how to handle them when they've never, like, actually been in a real, like, friendship in their life.
Yeah.
Or, like, even when it comes to, like, dating or marriage. Like, why are you talking about marriage if you've never been married?
Exactly. Like, there's a reason why. I think that our content, I can genuinely say, is truly a reflection of where we are at in our lives.
We only talk about things we've experienced.
Exactly. And things that are currently relevant.
Yeah.
Like current events.
Yeah.
When you went through your breakup, which was such a huge transformative time in your life. And I witnessed how that
shaped you and molded you. And it was such a beautiful experience. And it's just, you started creating content, giving advice about the single life.
About, yeah.
And I love that you did that. And that's the thing about Hale and I, is that we are truly best friends. We are truly girls, girls. We've known each other for almost 4 years now. And I love to see, we support women. We are those types of girls where we love supporting women.
We
love
so many girlfriends. Like,
we really do.
We're going to see at least 15 of our girlfriends in 2 days.
In 2 days, literally. So, it's insane. Now,
like, we have a very solid, good group of girls that surround
us.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's so amazing. And I think it's nice to see that around you, because depending on who you hang out with or who you seek advice from, they can give you a skewed perception. Because like I said in my last podcast, we have a lot of unhealed people that are giving a lot of jaded advice that is not correct and also is not relevant to their lives, probably. It doesn't make sense to put any sort of negativity in any way, shape, or form on the internet, because having a platform is a very huge responsibility.
Absolutely. I try to always keep myself to myself whenever I'm creating content. I have tunnel vision. I do notice that, you know, there's some people that I feel speak out of a lot of anger and hurt. And you can tell by people's mannerisms, right? Like, if you're like a normal person, and I would consider me and Aisha to be pretty normal. We're a little wild sometimes, but we're pretty normal people. When we like watch somebody who's like not normal, it's like really obvious, right? Like, they have like a lot of passion behind their words, and it's not a good kind of passion. It's like a anger passion that seems unwell and not therapeutic at all.
Yeah.
And I can even say about myself that there was a time in my own personal life when I would speak about, and it's hard because, guys, this was so long ago. This wasn't ever on my channel, by the way. This was back in the day when I was younger and I did have a little bit more of a negative mindset. And oh my God, thank God there wasn't a camera on me back then, because I like literally said so many things that are untrue. Like, even now, I am so careful about how I speak about men too, because every time that you think it's all, it really isn't. And I do, thank God, I have a good support system and I have family. You know, my mom's been married a few times and I don't mind sharing that with you guys. And her most recent marriage, which has now been going on 13 years now, so they've been married a long time.
Wow.
I know what it looks like to have a normal relationship.
Yes.
And love. Therefore, I'm not fearful of relations. I'm not fearful of men. I'm not fearful of anything like that. So when I see people on YouTube, essentially, or any content that is created in any space, when people talk about all this and, oh, all girls are nasty and mean and vindictive and all people want to use you for everything you got. And, oh, like, it's not true, guys. Like, as somebody who, and trust me, you guys, Aisha and I love to talk about how great our friendship is, and we honestly rarely ever do it because we don't really get on our platforms and talk about our friendship that often. But
we have nothing to prove.
Yeah, but I can quickly just say this now. It's deeper than anybody ever thinks. I actually think it's funny. I know for a fact that Aisha's friends, because Aisha has a lot of girlfriends prior to when I met her. I was her last friend. So
yes.
I was the last friend she ever made, literally, and she won't be making any more after me because it's just, she can't.
I literally do not have the space.
She doesn't have the space. Like, she spreads herself way too thin, but I'm a little different, guys. I'm still making friends, but I'm a little behind in age, so I can close that door, yes. I think, at, I guess, maybe
my
25
age.
Or 26, because that's when you stopped.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 So, anyways, I know that, like, her friends, who she's been friends with for over 10 years, even longer.
Longer. Some 15 years, some 10 years.
I know they know. Oh, Haley and Aisha, they're very close. And it feels good knowing that, like, other people that have known Aisha longer know how real and close our friendship actually really is. Mm-hmm. And it happened very organically. We didn't force a friendship. And we didn't have to. What are we forcing friendships for in our 20s anyways? That's weird. And I don't know why anybody would do that, because anytime that, like, somebody would say something stupid to me, which is very rare, by the way, because I have a really great platform and nobody ever really says anything crazy to me. But if somebody were to say something like, oh, like, this friendship doesn't seem real, or I'm like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Imagine faking a friendship for 4 years. Why?
Yeah.
I just want to put this out there. Me and Aisha have made no money off of each other.
None.
We don't really do anything that really benefits each other's careers. Like, to be honest, I've posted Aisha 100 million times since we've become friends, and she hasn't gained the same amount of numbers as I have, because at the end of the day,
right,
you will like who you like.
Exactly.
And even me, I haven't gained like necessarily like a ton of followers and from Aisha either, because our friendship is just like real. It doesn't require like status, it doesn't require like clout, it doesn't require numbers. And yeah, I don't know why I just went down that rabbit hole.
And when we became friends, actually, I think you hit, what did you hit, 100k or 200k?
Probably close to 200k.
So yeah, during our friendship, your numbers started growing on your own. That is by yourself. And
it
was
to you.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing to witness, honestly. And I think it's just so easy. We have to be very careful, because on platforms, people love throwing around different terms and things like that, and just assuming. It's insulting, like we were discussing earlier. It's insulting when people will message you, people that you know in real life and that you have curated, genuine relationships.
Weird.
And it's like very disrespectful for people to message you thinking that they know you because of your personality on the internet, and they feel like they're seeing something that literally is actually not there. And it's based in lies, and, you know, from negativity, essentially. And that's why it's so important. I mean, anytime, again, like I've said this a million ways till Sunday, anyone that feels the need to weaponize any of their platforms against anything is senseless, because it's not real. People that know you in real life should be the ones that are rooting for you and that are on your team. At the end of the day, we love you guys. We love our supporters through and through, because you guys got us to where we are. But really, you guys don't have interpersonal relationships with us, which is why it's so important, out of the respect and sanctity of relationships and friendships, both platonic and romantically, that you respect that sanctity and that you don't bring negative. Think about when you and Alex, you know, broke up. It was clean, simple, to the point, very respectful manner in how you guys separated. There was no drama to it. And it's easy in that moment. It was a very vulnerable moment. People have tried probably to maybe send messages of, oh, this person's doing this or this person that. No, you didn't let it permeate or penetrate, because at the end of the day, you knew what your relationship was. I also knew what your relationship was. And it's so easy in moments like that where people, at the end of the day, Angels realize this. Relationships, period, no matter what they are going to grow, or maybe they may come to an end. Things have seasons, and then sometimes the season is supposed to be all, you know, in your life. There, as you evolve in friendships and things like that, there are times where you're going to be closer to some friends than you will be the others. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't been to Jersey in like since my birthday.
2 months, yeah.
2 months. This is pretty much kind of the longest.
Actually, 3 now.
3 months. Yeah. I haven't been here. Our relationship has not changed one bit, and it won't.
And we also don't speak every day.
We don't speak every day.
Yeah, no.
We genuinely don't. At one point, and that may happen literally in a month, that may happen next week, where you and I are on the phone every day for hours. It doesn't matter. We have nothing to prove.
This is honestly why we don't call each other, guys. Because when we do, our day ends.
The entire day.
We're talking to you the whole time.
We're not exaggerating. We are talking 6-hour conversations.
It's been since we've met, by the way.
Literally since we've met.
Our first ever time speaking on the phone, I think, was 6 hours.
Yeah. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, so now that we're addressing things, one of the things that somebody, I've gotten this message a few times, is why does Aisha Christina Foster follow Alexander Majeski Haliak's boyfriend?
Oh, right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you answer that for everyone?
When I met Haley, I met Alex. I met them at the same time. To me, they were one person. It was very hard for me to separate and this is obviously Haley's my best friend. She understands this through and through as well. I didn't even know they broke up when they broke up initially, guys. Like, Haley called me on FaceTime. We were both crying, snot coming out of our noses, literally, because she posted it like on Instagram. I had no idea. Like, I was so like, oh my God, I was so sad about it. But Alex and I also, too, just like Haley and I, also had a friendship, right? Because again, there was never a time throughout the entire duration of Haley and I's friendship that Alex wasn't there. Literally until you guys broke up.
I know.
And Haley understood that, and she obviously feels very confident in, one, trusting me as her best friend, and also knowing that there is nothing going on, nothing weird, nothing fishy going on between Alex, whom I refer to, by the way, as my cousin.
Yeah.
Alex to me is like family to me, as he still is like family to Haley.
Yeah, he
is. So that is why Aisha Christina Foster follows Alex, Haley's ex. He is family to the both of us. Yes, of course, her and Alex broke up and they're not going to be following each other on social media. I'm not spoon feeding.
We could. I don't know. We haven't refollowed each other.
They haven't refollowed each other because this is when it initially happened.
We also have a real relationship.
They had a real relationship. Yeah. And it wasn't any, it just was, of course, if you're breaking up with someone, why would you want to follow them? Yeah. Alex and I did not have, there was no bad blood between Alex and Haley. If there was something going on where someone has done something crazy to my best friend and did her dirty, then of course I'm going to separate myself from that person. But that wasn't the case. And that's obviously what you guys don't know. You still don't know because I'm still speaking very vaguely. Mm. So with that being said, we all have, they speak every day.
Yeah, we do.
I see Alex pretty much anytime I'm in Jersey.
He's already trying to come see you now.
Exactly.
It's a very weird situation. Yeah. I can imagine for you guys, and this is why I actually really don't talk about it much on social media, because I don't really care to speak about it. I only really just brought it up now because Aisha and I never really address anything together.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, why not just like address some of these things now while we're sitting here?
Why not? So there's no room left for assumption or lying.
Yeah. So I figured, I've kind of been pretty open on my YouTube channel about the fact that him and I are in a good place. But I guess maybe some people think that that's like a fake like way to be nicey with him. And it's like, no, we actually are in a good place. No. Like, I think that people maybe think when I say that, it's my way of trying to keep the peace. But no, we actually do speak, and like he's a really great dog dad. Like, that's like him and I's relationship as far as it goes. We are great friends. We've worked together since we were kids. So yes. When you dated somebody when you were a kid and you're an adult and this person has an immense amount of respect for you as a person, mm-hmm. respect goes a very long way in my life. A lot of people's relationships end and don't require speaking terms because there was something really, really bad that happened at the end, whether there was cheating or I don't know. I can't really speak on it. But what I will say this is him and I are no longer together because we need to grow as individuals. But that has nothing to do with Aisha. Aisha doesn't need to grow as an individual away from my ex-boyfriend, and they are really great friends. And they don't like inappropriately speak or anything like that anyways. So that's pretty much why she follows him. And I felt like it was a good time to talk about it because I've gotten a few DMs about it. So and I don't care. Actually, my sister and my brother also follow him as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And my mom calls him. So.
Thank you. Exactly. Aside from amongst the many things that Haley and I have in common, another thing that I actually never have spoken about ever is my ex-boyfriend. Mm. Haley and I have a very similar dating history from the stance of our true loves were very similar in really valuing us and having this immense respect. I have known my ex-boyfriend for 10 years and I still am very much friends with my ex-boyfriend. Mm. It's a very rare thing. It has taken, you know, a while, trial and error and things like that to get here. But this is a person that I love and that I will always love for the rest of my life. And my only really like true, true love that I've had in my life.
Same. Yeah.
And because of that, I always been, I've been protective of that relationship because one, I've never mentioned it ever, but the point in principle is that when somebody like Haley says has an immense amount of respect for you, you don't just throw that in the garbage, especially when you go through breakups. For me to still be in contact with somebody that I was with, that I met when I was 17, and now I'm 28 years old, and he's 29, I mean, come on now, like, not that many people can say that they have that, you know, dynamic with the person that they were once with. And so I think that you don't just disregard of people that are so loyal and respectful of you. And also it goes back to respecting the sanctity of what was. There's a reason why you don't bring, it's not looked, you know, it's frowned upon to bring, you know, drama to the internet or bring, you know, your personal life to the internet, because what you do is you allow for public opinion. And in that state of vulnerability where you are freshly going out of something, coming out of something, you're allowing for the public opinion to potentially skew your perception while you're going
also
through that hard time.
You don't want opinions on something that you're very sure of.
Exactly.
And it's also your private life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know that as creators or influencers, however you guys want to look at us, we are influencers. Yeah. Actually, you know what? We are. And when I use that term, I mean that in a very intentional way of, with this platform, we have influence on people to better themselves, right?
Absolutely.
And that can go either way. You can either use your platform for negativity, you can use it as a projector to, you know, project all your hatred and your poor experiences out into the world and, you know, have people joining your army of ridiculousness, or you can choose to build an army of women that want to better themselves and want to truly change and want to and genuinely seek you for solace and advice from a sane and respectable and emotionally stable perspective.
Just know, Aisha and I, we're very similar in the sense of, like, we really care so little about drama that it's like, it will just never be on my platform. You'll never see it. So there's that. And the reason why is because I really genuinely don't care. I get like very, and I can share this, so I don't care. I get very ill when I have issues with people. Usually it's people that I care deeply about, not really so much people I don't care about. But
right.
I do get ill. And I also really do believe in the art of removing those who hurt us, right?
Yes.
Therefore, I don't need to have drama with anyone or to have like issues in my, even in my platform where I need to, like, for instance, like there's a lot of like people that are influential in certain communities. I'll name a few because I don't care. Like Candace Owens or Kevin Samuels, RIP. But like people like that who have like a little bit of like an interesting fan base, I'll say. And I don't feel the need to like talk about them or like rebuttal them or anything. It's just really not my thing,
right,
to address things I don't believe in. So me, instead of, a lot of people do one of two things, and Aisha actually talked about this on one of her videos. I remember you said this.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you don't understand why people follow people that they don't like.
Yeah.
Why don't you just unfollow them and continue on with your day? Because why is it when this person pops up on your feed, you're angry, you're pissed.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't like you. You're disgusting. And it's like, I much rather actually really just not follow people I don't like.
Right.
And I don't. There's not a single person I follow on my Instagram or on my YouTube or watch. I don't hate watch people.
Right.
Because I don't care. I really don't. And so even back on like the topic of like assumption and lying, I don't like those things on a platform. I don't, whenever somebody assumes something, I've seen blogs written about me personally and my relationship with my ex-boyfriend.
What?
And they are very inaccurate. Oh my God, they're so inaccurate. I think the most recent one was that Alex cheated on me, which,
who writes these things?
I don't know. I don't really care.
LOL.
And I actually sent it to him. I'm like, look what you did. Like, you're such a cheater. But, And it doesn't actually bother me that much, guys. I like most of this stuff does roll off my shoulders. It's just funny to me because it's the definition of like assumption. Yeah. There's not, I mean, actually, it's kind of a lie, but it, I mean, it's both. It's honestly assuming and lying because it's not true. Mm-hmm. And, but I'm not like upset because I think that people will, people do think naturally, like when something happens between two people, there has to be something major that has gone on. Mm-hmm. And no, I've said 1,000 times, there's nothing major. We really just don't want to be together. Yeah.
So. And there's a such thing as that. Yeah. We have to stop thinking that in order to let things go, that there has to be a big story, a big drama, a big to-do. Enough. Mm-hmm. Life is not Love and Hip Hop, okay? It really isn't. I don't watch that show. I think the last time I saw a couple episodes, Cardi B was on it or something like that. Essentially, they're trying to get a storyline, you know what I mean, on the show, you know, trying to be singers, rappers, whatever it is. Cardi B, obviously, she's the only one that became successful from Love and Hip Hop, I think.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, like, people that were like previously successful, like Young Jock was on
Young
there.
Young Jock. Yeah, you know, things
Omarion
like that.
Omarion was on there. Well, April was on there.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, I say all that to say principally that life is not a reality show, right? Where you have to try and, you know.
Do a whole lot
in your life. You need to, again, Haley and I are all about peace and respect and things like that.
I love sleeping at night.
Seriously. It's my favorite thing to do is sleep very peacefully at night. And we understand the gravity as influencers on our platform that we can choose to spread love and positivity and growth and really help to transform people's lives, whether it's from, you know, self-care, Haley's self-care queen, you know, or whether it's, you know, me giving advice and things like that, or even vice versa. Haley and I were just talking about this on the phone where it's like, you started giving advice and things like that. And it's like, I'm not sitting here looking at Haley like, wow, she's making advice videos now. Guess she's copying me.
Guys, I'm Aisha, Christina's biggest copycat. Aisha gets accused of copying all the time. And it's funny because I copy everything she does. Down to, she'll say a new word every time she's here. And I make sure I say it at least 3 times so I can keep it in my vocabulary. Because first of all, why be friends with people that you don't look up to?
Exactly. Question of the year? Question of eternity?
Question of eternity. So I will say this because I don't care at all. I do look up to Aisha. She is so smart. And my mom doesn't like anybody really. I mean, she's kind of mean. I love my mom. But she has like a little bit of like a judgy personality. And I remember like I was on the phone with my mom and she really doesn't pay many people compliments. She's paid 2 people compliments that were pretty big deal, and it was my ex-boyfriend and this Aisha. And she said something along the lines of, like, I really like her for you.
Oh, my God. Like, that's gonna make me cry.
She's really, really intelligent. And I'm like, I know. Stop. Like, you're – are you crying enough?
I'm gonna...
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to tell my mom after this that Aisha cried over her. Oh, but
– no, because your mom is such a hard case to crack.
I know.
Yeah.
And – also, since we're on the topic of assuming and lying, I want to bring this up too because my mom is a psychiatrist. I got a message the other day about how people are telling me to watch out for Aisha because she's a narcissist. Mm. Actually, it wasn't people. It was one person who said this to me.
Yeah, let's be very clear.
Yeah, it was one person. And I just thought it was funny because, you know, as somebody who does have a parent who literally is a psychiatrist and diagnoses people with narcissism and all the different bipolar disorder, BPD, all these things. And my mom is very good at what she does. My mom knows Aisha, so.
Yes.
She would tell me if Aisha was a narcissist. I also find it a little bit insulting, guys, when you accuse me of not being smart enough to be able to spot these things myself, by the way.
I think it's extremely insulting. And it just shows how, for no reason, certain people are threatened by certain dynamics. And there's, like I always said, number one is never worried about number two.
Yeah.
And it's only, there's no reason to shut anything down that is non-threatening. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, let God's will be done in anyone's life. If if you are truly happy in your life, you're not going to participate in miserable activities, because when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I just thought that was such a weird DM. I mean, I've been friends with Asia for 4 years. Obviously, you guys are on Asia's podcast, so you guys aren't going to DM me any weird stuff. But if there's anybody listening to this that's hate watching, please don't send me a DM. I will block you.
You're going to get blocked.
I really don't.
I don't think people realize that we can block them.
I block you, and I actually don't respond to a single DM of
ever in life. Ever in life.
If I see anything regarding me, my life, my family, somebody messaged me the other day and said something insulting, it wasn't insulting. They were trying to insult my sister by saying that she looked like a transgender, which, by the way, that's insulting to the trans community. But also, my sister's not trans. And you got blocked, by the way. I didn't respond. And I just think it's like, and I'm only bringing this up because I want you guys to know the things that we like have to like read all the time. And I'm not complaining. I guess for me, I've just never spoken like this, by the way. So when I see this type of like language or weird assumptions and weird things that people say, it does a little bit shock me.
Like, it does.
Because when I was a quote-unquote problematic person, and I would say I was kind of problematic in high school, everything was said to the face. So I just don't know. I've never, like, was online and was like, you are, like, such an ugly person. Like, I've never done that before. Like, I don't know what it feels like to, like, Twitter finger people and things like that. Everything was said to the face. So just know that about me. I don't do online conversations. And I also don't argue with people I don't know.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's so weird.
So you mean to tell me that I'm going to answer a DM from someone that I don't know and defend why my sister's not a transgender?
Can you imagine?
Like, I saw my sister born, and I know what it looks like down there. But nice try. And by the way, to all of my trans people out there, so sorry. That is not an insult. And it's just ridiculous that people are even trying to use that.
They were trying to use it in the context of trying to be an insult. And this is what we want people to remember, is that at the end of the day, the people that you watch on the internet are actual human beings with real feelings. And we understand that, I guess, you guys, we want you to feel close to us. But there are certain, you know, lines and boundaries that we have to have as human beings to protect our peace and our own mental health and sanity. And you have to be very mindful of the things. I know you and I don't have this with our fan base, honestly.
No, I haven't.
But really, in case you guys were ever, if you guys know people that are like this, or even if you hear of people like this, keep this in mind and probably send this to them. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense to berate people and bring them down, because it says way more about you than it does about the other person.
Whoever, look at what happened with like Dramageddon or whatever.
Where it was like, right.
This is the whole time you've been filming this podcast, guys. That's like where all of my like ideas are really honestly coming from, because I remember it was like Jeffree Star, James Charles, and a couple other people. And what did we learn from that? At least what I learned from that is like they all were in their prime prior to that fight.
Yes, girl.
And it's like, so you mean to tell me that y'all had this fight thinking it was going to elevate your success? And really what it did was it screwed you over.
It screwed you over. And you know, I always say this. Figuratively, people that are garbage people that always feel the need to bring others down, they always hang themselves.
Always.
Because they are not this way with one person. They are like this. It's who they are. It is their character. And yes, in that whole Dramageddon thing, I don't know. Is there a brief summation that you can give? Because I don't know if they would necessarily know what Dramageddon is.
Essentially, I think there was just a lot of rumors. And from what I've heard years later, it was all a battle of who's going to sell the most this and that and the third. Like Shane and Jeffree came out with that palette. Everybody was mad because they thought it was like a cash grab. Prior to that, James Charles was accused of doing a few things that Tati accused him of. Then Jeffree Star jumped in and said, yeah, I heard this and I heard that. And like, listen, guys, like, I'm not even villainizing or demonizing these people. I'm just speaking on exactly what was going on. And I remember because I was there for it. I watched everything. And I just, hate to say, but I noticed that they were really doing a lot better when they weren't doing this behavior.
Exactly. Even, I'm not even sure what Jeffree Star is doing now.
I know he moved out of California.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care what he's doing. I'm not really a fan of his. There was a time where I did watch a few of his things. He's a very intriguing person.
He is very intriguing.
Seriously, but again, like, when we're talking about, and essentially, I guess the moral of the story is to just be kind to others. And if you don't like someone or somebody bothers you, like, remove them from your life.
Yeah, period. You don't have to go and vocalize your disdain and hatred for people all the time. Because what it actually shows is that you just really don't even like yourself.
It's a lot of projection, for sure.
It's definitely projection. There's no reason to go online and talk about how much you dislike something or someone that is causing no harm to you, literally whatsoever. And this is where I love that you brought this up with Dramageddon, because I know for a fact that all the parties involved thought that by publicizing something that we had no knowledge of, the public had no knowledge of, bringing it to the internet, I'm gonna be very honest with you, I was very confused on why Tati felt the need to bring drama to her channel,
and thinking her channel
thinking she was helping James Charles.
But
she thought she was helping James Charles, and I'm thinking, girl, if you wanted to help James Charles,
then do it in private.
Then why didn't you call him on the phone?
Yeah, and we've been saying this for years.
Exactly. If you can't call me on the phone, it's for a reason. Okay, if you have a problem, someone made a quote about this and said, if you have a problem with me, call me. If you cannot call me, then you're not close enough to me to have a problem.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
There are no truer words, okay? And so I think it's very telling when people choose to villainize and demonize people. They're trying to grab them.
And you know what's so good about her way of doing it?
What?
She's so well-spoken and so organized.
Yeah.
That you watched her video, and I noticed, I think he lost at least 3 million followers that day.
Yeah, it's not funny.
And she really sold this. And then I sat back and I thought about it, and I said, I don't care what he did. This is so mean-spirited.
It's so... If you were genuinely friends with someone, why would you all of a sudden demonize them after? Because that...
nobody was really even questioning if they were friends. Like, it wasn't like there was something going on. And
yeah.
She was like, all right, guys. You guys have been asking.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you
the truth. We didn't ask for that. We had no idea.
Nobody knew that there was anything going on. I actually didn't even know her and James were even that close, to be honest.
I didn't know who she was.
Oh, I did. But I didn't know her and James were even close.
Yeah, I had no idea. And basically the principle of
she
it is...
She was upset about the sugar bear hair.
She was upset about something really. About the fact that she owned a hair brand and James Charles went. And this is all public knowledge. We're not randomly gossiping yeah. like enough. James Charles went and advertised for another company for Coachella. That upset her. She allegedly claims that, hey, like, I'm not upset about that. I'm actually upset about the fact that I have been told from other sources that he participates in inappropriate behavior with people or something.
And it's like, that's not relevant, babe.
Exactly.
Like, let's focus on the fact that, okay, if you're really mad at your friend for not promoting your vitamins, okay. But why are we being dirty and saying, oh, and by the way, we were at a restaurant and he was really pressuring the server to go home with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, now this is just gossip.
Right. That has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. And that's where things get that's where things get nasty, where these influencers feel the need to bring private matters to the internet. And look what happens. As a result, these people Tati has admittedly, on her own accord, said that she's had to downsize significantly her life, her home, her cars, everything she's pretty much had to downsize on, because the amount of money that she has spent in lawyers and everything.
Oh, I did see that.
Because of the fact that she did this and she had to recant. She basically recanted her entire statement.
She took back
the entire statement, saying, admittedly, I only said this because people coerced me to say it.
She was blaming Jeffree Star.
So she was blaming Jeffree Star for creating the entire video to begin with. And therein lies the issue. You guys could have all resolved whatever it was amongst yourselves, but instead you decided, I don't think you guys understand. You can't accuse people of certain clout, chasing and wanting to do all these things when you're the one making money off of this video. It doesn't make any sense.
Every time people say that somebody's doing something to them, it sounds kind of comical when it's almost as if you're doing it yourself.
Exactly. It's like reverse clout chasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be honest, guys, I don't know if it was necessarily clout chasing at the time because they all kind of had clout. What I thought it was...
They wanted to stop...
Let's see who can be the best best.
So apparently, the story was Jeffree Star was threatened by James Charles.
Yeah.
And he was he was pouring rumors and little lies into Tati's ear. Or if they were, I don't even know.
Imagine being that weak that somebody doing, you're a grown ass woman and somebody doing that to you actually works.
Exactly.
Nobody's ever put anything in my ear about somebody that I know and care about.
Exactly.
And I believe them.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. You have to be strong minded and trust your own decisions and things like that. And it, at the end of the day, why are we bringing it to the internet? Oh, well, I just heard this. Let me go make a video about it. Like, are we animals?
I don't know. I can't believe that there are actually people out there who try to destroy people's livelihoods.
I find that to be so disgusting. Yeah, because can you imagine having that much of a God complex that you feel like you harness the power to remove someone off the earth, off of any platform, anywhere?
And it low key worked for a while, guys. That's what's sad. But but eventually, you know, you.
Like anything
Nobody
else
can really take
yeah,
something
like
from
anything
you.
Else, it dies down. Then there's the next thing. You can't keep adding fire when there's no more wood. Mm. There's no trees. Okay, there's nothing to burn, so it's going to just dissipate in completely. And what are we left with? The collateral damage of your poor decisions and lack of judgment.
And they have emotion. I know that, for at least I know, Tati did explain that she has had emotional distress.
She has emotional distress from the fact that she allowed someone to just talk in her ear. She made a video.
She allowed herself to do what she did.
Exactly. Then she recanted. You know what I mean?
And nobody believes somebody who recants.
And now her reputation is tarnished. It's just like when I graduated from college, I have a degree in journalism. And they always enforce this. Your word is the only thing you have. So make sure when you are investigating any sort of story that it is fact checked a million ways till Sunday, because it's the only thing you have. And no one will trust a journalist who cannot report accurate stories. Journalists are not liars. Mm. They're not supposed to be liars.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just be very careful. And this is why, I mean, we say all that to say, wrapping this up, that assumption and lying in any case can lead you into more and more trouble and living a life that is going to destroy you. There is karma is a real thing. You reap what you sow, for all my Christian girls out there. Like, at the end of the day, live a life that is fulfilling to you. You know what is going on in your life because it flows from your heart. What you choose to participate in, what you choose to discuss, how you go about discussing certain things really is a soul reflection of where you're at in your life.
Yeah, I want to say this to go back to the dating situation, since we did talk about that in the beginning. As somebody who has dealt with the lying aspect of a guy saying something to me that is untrue, you guys are going to be fine. It's going to hurt. You're going to question a lot of things. But just know it's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of them. And regardless of if you're assuming things, let's get a little bit more self-aware and let's do the work that we need to do so that we only base our actual true things that we feel off of what's actually going on and not what we think is going on.
Exactly.
And so I would encourage you, and I actually talk to Aisha about this all the time, I would encourage you to ask for the right questions. I would encourage you to speak up for yourself and for you to bring up real conversation with people so you can get the answers that you want and deserve. Therefore, for example, if you're talking to a guy, you don't know what you guys are, ask. If he's not being super upfront and he's trying to find a way to like pussyfoot around it, that's your answer. Yeah. And if a guy lies to you, like what happened to me and the guy that I was once seeing, which was in April, he looked me in my face and told me, I want to make things work with you, you are the girl of my dreams, I will never let you slip out of my fingers again. And after this evening that we had together, I never heard from him again. imagine what that can do to somebody, right? You go, wait a second. He said all of these things to me. What has to do with this? Again, move forward. That's the best mm-hmm. thing I can always tell you is to just move forward. It hurts. It's confusing. It's mm-hmm. weird. I always remind myself, when people do stuff like this that don't make sense, it's because their life doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
And there's something very interesting happening in their own life. And be happy God removed you from it.
Exactly. And I was telling Hill earlier that confusion and chaos are breeding grounds for deception. Mm. Anytime there's a conversation that needs to be had, it is probably one worth having.
Of course.
And always remember that. So I hope that this episode has been inspired you guys. I hope it has been thought provoking. This has been a long time coming. I love this podcast episode that we did.
Yeah, we never really talk about important topics actually.
And I loved it through. So yes, of course you guys can DM us, let us know what you think about this episode.
Yeah.
And let us know, of course, if you guys want us to do more. And if you guys want Haley to be a guest again on Quality Queen Control. Thank you so much, Hill, for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I love you so much.
Long overdue.
Yes. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode.
Mwah.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.